But right now, on the line with us is Paul Jensen. He is the deputy chief of the Hebbville Fire Department. Paul, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How you been?
I've been excellent. Busy.
Busy getting ready for the symposium. Tell me, this is the third year that the wellness symposium has been held?
Yep, third year.
And it's happening in Bridgewater when?
It's happening in Bridgewater, April 26, Saturday, from 8:30 till 3:30.
And what is it? What are we talking about?
We're talking about our First Responders Wellness Symposium. It's a great opportunity for firefighters, police, paramedics, ground search and rescue, and I would say, Sheldon, anybody that's exposed to a traumatic experience in people's lives that are affected by that could get something out of this event. We have a multiple number of speakers and varieties of topics that folks can choose from, and they're like short presentations of 30 minutes, and there's lots of time to mix and chat and talk with others or ask questions of the presenters. So it's going to be a great day, I think. It's at the Nova Scotia Community College here in Bridgewater. That's 75 High Street. Mm-hmm. We have a small registration fee, but there's a meal provided, and we have door prizes. It's all to kind of promote first responders to come on out and open that taboo subject about their mental health and how they're doing, you know.
You know, Paul, as the third event, the third time that you've done this, I'm sure there are lessons to be learned from previous years. Tell me how this one may be a bit different than the others, or did you get it perfect the first time?
Well, I wouldn't say we get it perfect, but we did a pretty good job. We have a good team of firefighters, police, paramedics, and ground search and rescue folks, and people that are experienced in, you know, dealing with all those groups. Whether they're like our person that kind of had the vision for this was Wendy Rayfuse, and she's been a part of SISM work in the province here for years, and she had a passion. She's got a very strong passion for first responders and, you know, helping them to keep doing their job. As our motto says, helping strong people stay strong. And I think that that's her passion, and she kind of got this all started. So we did a pretty good job of getting it right the first time. But what we do is every year we ask folks what they thought of each presenters, all the presenters, and then we kind of move from that and decide, you know, who are we changing, what are we going to change up, and we try to get new subjects and topics each year, and we do a pretty good job of that. And our numbers have grown each year. So,
Colleen Camps, I see, is the afternoon keynote speaker. Tell me about Colleen.
Yeah, that's right, from TEMA. Yeah, connected with TEMA.
All right, well, Paul, so people, how can they register? And do you have to be on the South Shore, or can you be from anywhere in the province?
Oh, yeah, like we'd welcome anybody. I mean, we focused here on the South Shore, but that's just so we can have, our closer community get here easier. But anybody is certainly welcome. We'd love to have anybody. But you can find us on www.firstresponderwellness.ca, our website, and you can register there and see the speakers, see what they're going to talk about, see our schedules, or you can find us on Facebook under First Responders Wellness Symposium Society. That's our official title. They can find us there too.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing, Paul, and I wish you well, and we'll leave it at that for today. Thank you so much.
Thanks for reaching out and connecting so we can get this information out to folks.
All right. Paul Jensen, the First Responders Wellness Symposium, April 26th at the Bridgewater NSCC.